Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, a leader in Iran, is blaming external forces for the unrest seen in the Persian and Islamic nation. Khamenei mentioned actions by Americans, the Brits, and other NATO-aligned nations like France for fomenting the unrest and then funding rebel groups as an example of what he says is the root of the unrest in Iran. Ayatollah Khamenei said, "During the time of imposed war, if the enemy could be able to enter inside our country, it would not have any mercy on anything, and the situation was much worse than today's situation in Libya and Syria." Over the weekend on social media, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, took shots at several nations, including Iran, and asking followers to retweet the message, "Our hopes and prayers are with the millions of people suffering from repressive governments in Korea, Venezuela, Cuba, and especially in Iran, where the Iranian people are finding their voice. The Iranian government is being tested by its own people. We pray freedom and human rights will carry the day." Ambassador Haley did not respond to questions directed at her on Twitter about the current human rights record of the United States, which incarcerates more of its citizens in prisons and a booming private prison sector than the combined four countries named in her tweet. After closing out 2017 with two police-related killings on December the 31st, closing out the year with 1,188 people killed by police, according to the citizen database found at killbypolice.net, the website reports that the killing continued on into the new year with three kills on January 1st to start 2018. This has been Scotty Reed of BTR News reporting. Support independent media today by giving a tax-deductible donation to the Black Talk Media Project, which has been providing public digital media since 2008.